Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Daf Mem, Zvachim 40a, pagination is 79. We're going to start from the top of the page, Amar Mar, and really just do two lines of Gemara. Let's do a recap of what we've done until this point so that these two lines should fall into place. The Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, Lamed Vav Amid Beis, told us that unlike the Chatos, the sin offering that's done outside the Oel Moed, outside the Kodesh, the area of the main courtyard, where, according to Beis Shammai, although four applications are supposed to be done on the horns of the Mizbeach, but even two would make it acceptable. And according to Beis Hillel, again, four are supposed to be done, but even one would make it acceptable. The rule is that Kol Anitanim Al HaMizbeach HaPnimi, if the applications of blood are being done on the inner Mizbeach, the one that's in the Kodesh, the rule over there is Shem Chisar Achas Mikol HaMatanos Ke'ilu Lo Kiper. If any of the applications is not done, it is not going to work. We discussed this in yesterday's daf, and the Gemara made a distinction in terms of maybe I would know this and not know that, in that there are two applications or services that are done in the inner area. One of them is sprinkling the blood seven times towards the paroches, and the other is the application on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the golden Mizbeach, the inner Mizbeach. So the Gemara said on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, I would have thought Ainli elamatan sheva, I would only know that the seven times that you're sprinkling, oh, that has to be done, every single one of those acts. Otherwise, it's not going to be good, and that's what the Mishnah presumably is talking about. How do I know? Shama'akvos b'chol mokam, because that is ma'akev, that's necessary in all other cases. Matan dalid minayin, but how do I know that even the application on the Mizbeach, those four times on the horns of the smaller Mizbeach, that those are also necessary? And the Brisa explained. But on those words, that it's more understandable to me that the giving of seven is absolutely necessary, whereas the giving of four I still need to discuss. That's what we're going to grab on over here, because the Braisa said, Shema Akvos b'chol makom, because everybody knows that the seven, wherever seven shows up in Matan Damim, in sprinkling, it's absolutely necessary. So if something is necessary, probably it's the seven. Whereas the four, on the outer Mizbeach, you whittled it down to two or one, if need be. So here also, maybe it doesn't have to be all four. So again, those words, b'chol makom, that the seven are always required. So our Gemara wonders, what are you referring to when you say the seven is always required? What are those other cases that have matan sheva, giving of seven? Now, the topic that we're on is the seven that are given on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol, and the seven that are given by the special atonement karban that was done, that also was Chatas Panimi, and had this procedure done. But we're saying that there are other places where there's a Matan Sheva, and in those places it's also necessary. Amar Mar, we learn. I would think that if something in the panimi, in the inner, is absolutely necessary, it's referring to the seven. Because the seven whenever it shows up, that type of action is absolutely required. Asks the Gemara, Heicha, what are you talking about? What do you have in mind that's so obvious to you? Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, Bepara uvenigoyim. He's referring to the Para Aduma, and he's referring to the Mitzora. So let's go ahead and just reference that. In Parshas Mitzora, Vayikra Yudalit, Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says that there was sprinkling on this person who's looking to become Tahar from the Tzara'as, Sheva Pi'amim, 7 times. And indeed as well, in Parshas Chukas, that's Bamidbar Yutes, Pasuk Dalid, the Pasuk says that when they brought the Para Aduma, V'lokach alozer ha-koy midama be'etzba'o, the Kohen would take from the blood with his finger, v'hiza, and he would sprinkle, el nochach p'nei o'el mo'ed, in the direction of the o'el mo'ed, because the Para Aduma was outside of the Beis HaMikdash complex. But in that direction, midama, from its blood, sheva pi'amim, 7 times. And indeed, for purposes of reference, the Rambam codifies these. The Rambam in Para Aduma, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, describes Sheva Pa'amim Keneged Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim, 7 times of sprinkling in the direction of the Kodesh Kadoshim, and in Hilchas Tumas Tzaras, Yud Aleph Aleph, the Rambam likewise codifies that Umaza Sheva Pa'amim Al Achar Yado Shal Mitzora. He would sprinkle 7 times on the back of the hand of the Mitzora, Umashalech HaSatzipor, and send the bird away. We have record of the 7 times. Now again, the one that's most familiar to us is the one that's done on Yom Kippur, because that makes it to part of davening. In Musaf, in Chazoras HaShatz, where we sing together, Achas, Achas Va'achas, that the sprinkling was done by the Kohen Gadol. But our Gemara was exploring the other cases of Karbanos Pinim, where an atonement Karban Achatos is brought with its blood on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh, and the statement was that the 7 times, that I understand, is Ma'akiv, is absolutely necessary, but the 4 times on the Mizbeach was not as readily understood by me to be necessary, so we needed a pasuk. Asks our Gemara, what 7 are you so sure of? Where else do you see 7? And the Gemara is answering that in addition to Yom Kippur, in addition to the Chatas Panim, we also have the Para Aduma and the Mitzora. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.